John, it was obviously a peculiar evening. Tell me about how you feel about the team's performance, first of all.
I thought defensive errors have cost us. On a pitch like that, you've got to use your nouts a bit and realise you can't be playing back passes on that pitch. And it was always going to be a night where we spoke, it'd be a night of mistakes, and it was a night of mistakes. And I thought we created enough to get something from the game, especially first half. I thought we played really well, but we can't gift goals like that. So we're not fooling anybody, are we? If you want to start keeping clean sheets, you can't keep doing individual errors like that. So disappointed with the goals. Can't fault the lads' effort. But it's a mountain to climb in the second half. You give that goal away, and then that gives them the licence to then just turn it in the corners because they've got the goal to hold on to. And then you're chasing it. We try and make a few changes to get three at the back and push people up top. But I'm not going to say anything about the conditions. It's the same for both teams.
No.
But we got done for the costly errors.
Yeah, I mean, that seemed really quite deflating on the team. The effect of giving away a goal, because for quite long parts of the first half, you were at least as good as them, if not better.
Yeah, definitely. I thought we were the better team.
Yeah.
I thought we were playing some really good football. I thought the game plan was working really well. Mm. We were a threat. Julian was really a threat, took his goal really well. Mm. And he should be coming away from here with probably scoring a goal on at least a draw and get something. But we can't keep saying it. We can't make them individual errors again. We're coming back from here disappointed.
Yeah.
Conditions, yeah. You've got to play the conditions.
Yeah.
So for me, you've just got to experience. And individually, you've got to make decisions on the pitch. That's what you're picked for. We can't do it off the touchline. So for me, they played the conditions better than we did.
Yeah. And I will ask you about the conditions, obviously, because it's unusual conditions, put it that way. When there was the delay near the end, was the game anywhere near being called off at that point?
No, the referee just said that he just needed to see the 18-yard box lines, especially because that's a big decision that was made in the 18-yard box. So once that was cleared, then to play. And I think if we'd have been 2-1 up, I'd have felt a little bit unjust if it had been. Mm. I think once it started the second half, I think you've got to see it through.
Yeah.
So no excuses for that. I don't want the game off.
No.
And that was simply it.
Yeah, but you perhaps give credit to the officials. It's the sort of game which could have been called off in that. You know,
I wouldn't say give credit to the officials.
No, but you know what I mean. They've made sure they've been done.
Yeah. I think officials said, "I won't go on what I was about to say because I'll get myself in trouble for that." So, for me, I've got no problems with the conditions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have clearly got a problem with decisions made rather than, you know, the players haven't put it in. It's the things that
No, it's not effort. No, it's not effort. And I've just said to them, I can't keep saying the same things to you. We don't win enough away games, and I'm performing away from home for long periods. But you can't make those individualised because you keep getting punished. We can't. The early season it was penalties, and you look at tonight, you've got to use a little bit more game management and manage the conditions, and I've done that as a player, and we didn't do that very well tonight.